Today on the Pageant Cast, we have our good friend of the show for a very long time, Debbie Promoda, Mrs. US of A Globe Classic 2015, today on the Pageant Cast!
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Miss United States, and you are watching Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and I'm here with Debbie Promoda. She's Mrs. US of A Globe Classic 2015. Were you lip syncing along there to make sure I got it right this time? This is take one. I'm going to just say, this is take one. I got it right, yeah. So we've been good friends for a long time, Debbie.
Yes,
and
very
thanks,
well.
First of all, for coming out here to the beautiful TKPN studios. I know it's massive, isn't it?
This place isn't even on GPS, by the way.
Yes. What are some of your pageantcedents?
Mrs. United States, I was Mrs. Indiana in, I think it was 2006, and I have been with Globe several times. I was Mrs. Indiana Globe, Mrs. Midwest Globe, so I just keep coming back. They can't get rid of me.
Fantastic. What makes you keep going back to Globe?
Globe is really unique in that it is a fundraiser for the WIN Foundation, which is a outreach program for domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
So the pageant actually is a fundraiser for that.
Okay.
And Tracy and Spiro Kemble, wonderful people. They have an incredible event. You don't have to win to have a good time. I've been several and didn't win.
Okay.
And I still keep coming back. It is held at a fabulous resort, and you get fed awesome food, lots of it. And we do actually eat it, and we eat the food.
Somebody's feeding the pageant contestants.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Fantastic. Now, what's the classic part of this here?
Classic means that we are 50 and up.
You don't look like you're 50. You're not 50.
I lied to get in.
Oh, okay. We'll go by that. I'll have to check ID later. I'm sure you get ID'd all the time. What's your favorite phase of competition? When you go to a competition, some people like the gown, some like interview. What's your favorite phase?
Well, with Globe, it's really unique. My favorite is typically evening gown because it's just fun to dress up and be Barbie for a little while. Also, Globe is unique in that their interview is not a one-on-one or a panel. You have 60 seconds to talk about whatever you'd like. So you don't have to feel the pressure of, am I going to say the right thing?
Right.
It's really up to you what you want to say. Very relaxed.
Now, you said gown. But I think you kind of buried the lead because you know quite a bit about gowns.
I do. I'm a freelance fashion designer, so I design mostly pageant gowns, cocktail, evening wear, and last year when I competed, I did wear two of my own gowns.
So then tell us a little bit about this year's competition.
This year's competition is in Las Vegas, which is really exciting if you don't like Vegas, because we are staying at the Westin Hotel Resort and Spa, so there's no slot machines.
There's no slot machines?
No, none of that, but it is a spa, and it's a beautiful resort in Henderson, which is March 28th to April 4th, so really looking forward.
Okay, so it's a number of days. It isn't a weekend pageant.
No.
It isn't a one day and show up and leave the same.
No. No, rehearsals run kind of long because we have a really great show which takes time in several events, several outings, and we do really get to enjoy ourselves. It's not so fast-paced that you know you don't get to realize where you're at and
relax. You get to know the other contestants as well, right?
Very well.
Now, what is it that makes Globe different than other pageants? Because you have a good perspective. You've been in a lot of different pageants. Pageants that you haven't been in, you go to because you sit right next to me.
Always.
Yes. And we always find each other somehow at all these Illinois pageants. And I live in Wisconsin. I go down there to see her. You've seen all these different pageants. What is it that's different? What's the secret sauce for Globe?
Globe, I think, is that the directors are really aware of the experience. It's not, only one person can win in a division.
That's true.
And a lot of pageants, it's just really focused on winning, right. And everything builds up to that. And so the other 49 or however there are contestants end up disappointed. But at Globe, it's really about the experience and how they treat you. They treat you truly like queens. Great food, and I mean, I just can't say enough. You can be yourself.
I'm hearing a theme of food.
Food. This is lots coming of up a lot. Ask anyone that's competed at Globe. They will tell you about the food. There's something called afternoon suites. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, that would be me, right?
Yes, they rolled him in on a cart.
That would be it. Yes.
Usually it's something chocolate related.
Chocolate related. That's, you want to be chocolate related, not chocolate adjacent. You need to be related.
Related. Yeah, and then we all swarm the chocolate, and then we're all sugared up for the afternoon rehearsal.
So tell me one thing you'd like to tell our viewers about your year of service.
It has been a whirlwind, for sure. I have traveled within the United States over 16,000 miles, not including today. And I have done a lot of charity events.
You've done a lot of appearances all over the country because you're U.S. of A.
So. Yes. So, right. I really try to not just focus on my home state of Illinois, to try to get out as many states as I possibly can. So I'm really a frequent flyer this year. But I have gotten to do some appearances for charities with Alice Cooper.
Wow.
Super fun.
Alice Cooper. Now, was he in makeup when you met him?
He was not in makeup.
He was not in makeup. So he just came off the golf course.
He was on the golf course, definitely. He was awesome.
That is so cool. Hey, we're just about out of time. Any last words that you'd like to tell the viewers of the Pageant Cast?
I would just like to thank everyone for watching and to again wish you a happy 10th anniversary. I think I've been around for most of those 10 years.
I'm trying to think when we first met. Okay, this is going to be the sort of stuff. I know it was, we were still obviously well into audio at that time. It was probably the first or the second year that I met you. And I mean, a great friendship.
We've done a lot of fun things.
It has been so much fun. And some of it has been fun because it hasn't been pleasant.
Right.
If you know what I mean. Because then we talk about it later and
afterwards.
Go, you remember that?
Good times.
We did about 3 hours of that earlier today. Anyway, fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
The door is always open for you.
I'll be back.
I look forward to seeing you at a pageant real soon. Let's take a look into the lens, and we're going to say Tierra Dreams. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Tierra Dreams.
Hope you're enjoying the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast dedicated to the world and women of beauty pageants. This is Kimberly Castle, Miss Canada Globe 2015, wishing you Tierra Dreams.
The American Lung Association is holding its Fight for Air Climb in southeastern Wisconsin at the U.S. Bank Building. Some of you might remember it as the First Wisconsin Building. It's the tallest building in the entire state of Wisconsin and certainly in Milwaukee. We are starting a team called the Climbing for the Crown team for our Pageant Cast listeners. So if you're in southeastern Wisconsin or you're in northern Illinois, or heck, you just want to come out to this area, mark the date down on your calendar. March 19th, 2016 is that date. Now you could join our team. We'd love to have you on the team. Or you could contribute to our team. We'll have links to all that below in the show notes. So please check it out. Join Climbing for the Crown. We're simply going to be going up the stairs of the tallest building in the state of Wisconsin. 40 plus stories, over 1,000 steps. And if a guy as out of shape as me can make it up there, I know you'll do great. So come on out, let's have a great time, and let's climb to the top.
Pageant Cast.